We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pantya Lila, Chapter 6. So I want to start reading from 35. The meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami. Yohi Mata Raghunathira Batsari Hagela Dwiti Yavatsari Polite Mahakaila. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year, he again decided to leave home. He got up alone one night and left. But his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father as follows. "Our son has become mad," she said. "Just keep him by binding him with ropes." His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. "Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet, all this could not tie down his mind." So what else? The strongest rope can bind anyone to this material world, which have been keeping us here in this world, is beautiful wife and plenty money. So Raghunath Das Goswami has all this facility at his reach. But his father said, "The strongest rope in this world, we have used it for Raghunath. It didn't work. So what else can you do?" Your statement is out of foolishness. You don't understand. "How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nudify the reactions of one's past activities." It is the beauty of Vedic college, the Vedic culture, the Vedic civilization. Everybody knows something about the scripture. Everybody knows. It is the beauty of Vedic culture. Everybody, even a sweeper in the street, knows the quality, the behavior of a human being. Everybody knows that. In a demonic culture, the topmost person with so many material degrees knows nothing. Therefore, we are not civilized and we are not progressing without Vedic culture. We are not progressing. We are simply gliding down, down, and down, and down to hell. Patanti narake asocha. Patanti means to fall. Narake, to hell. Asocha, due to unclean activities, due to bad habits. You are going down, 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 down to hell. This is what this pastime is teaching us. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? What can disturb a devotee in his or her Krishna consciousness? What? In this world, what can disturb a devotee from his or her Krishna consciousness? Nothing. There's nothing. Nothing. So if we have any reason, whatever reasons we may have in Krishna consciousness, it is due to the fact that we don't have love for Krishna yet. We have not gotten the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yet. You know that there is something else that we have not gotten. The only thing is that we have not gotten the mercy. For one who has gotten the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, nothing can keep that person away from Krishna. Nothing. Lord Kapil Muni was telling his mother, devotees, their life is like Ganges water flowing to the river, to the ocean. How does it flow? Unobstructed. No obstruction. It flows easily. Anything but the road will be wiped out along to the sea. That is Krishna consciousness. It drives everything towards Krishna consciousness. Just like iron cannot be attracted to wood. Iron can only be attracted to a magnet, not to wood. So wherever there is iron and magnet, they will naturally come together. Nothing can stop it. It will flow. So if our attraction for Krishna is not strong, we should understand from here that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there yet. Srila Biswanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, when a disciple has gotten the mercy of his or her guru, everything in Krishna consciousness becomes very easy and simple. No obstacles for a devotee who has satisfied his or her spiritual master and has gotten the blessing. No obstacles. Obstacle, difficulty means the mercy of the spiritual master is not yet placed on our head. So we should work for that. And working for that is not an external thing. To please the spiritual master requires our sincerity, no duplicity. Because the dealings are on the spiritual platform, not in the material platform. It's on the spiritual platform. See, it will flow automatically. Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind. And the next day he went to Nityananda Goswami. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds of thousands of rising suns. Why Nityananda Prabhu has gone there? He has something in his mind. Sitting on a rock under a tree, many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances from falling prostrate at a distant place. And a servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Raghunath Das Goswami did not come to show his face to the Guru. Why? He has a faith. My Guru will see me wherever I am. If I'm a devotee, a sincere, straightforward devotee without duplicity, wherever I am, the Guru will see me. Krishna will see me. When one gets devotion for Krishna, we don't need to run here and there. Wherever we are, Krishna will go and meet you there. Wherever you are, Krishna will go there. Krishna came to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj didn't go to meet Krishna in Vaikuntha. Krishna came to meet Dhruva Maharaj in the jungle. Why? Bhakti. Bhakti is contagious. Bhakti will draw Krishna from wherever he is to come for his devotee. Yes. Prahlad Maharaj didn't pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to come and give him protection. The bhakti brought Nrisimhadev from a pillar to give him protection. Bhakti is contagious. Just like Maya is contagious. Bhakti is contagious also. Wherever there is bhakti, Lord Krishna said, that is where you find me. Not in Vaikuntha. Not in the heart of the yogis. Where bhakti is, that is where I am. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he has this full conviction. He knows the reality. He has faith. If I am sincerely and seriously serving my special master, he will see me everywhere. So he came to a big crowd. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting like millions or billions of suns rising at the same time. Not one at a time, all rising at the same time. Raghunath Das Goswami appreciated that. He appreciated, yes. The effect of our Krishna consciousness should show. Should show. Not in our advertising ourselves. It should show in our personality. That when people see us, they should see the quality of our Krishna consciousness in us. There was no introduction here. Raghunath Das Goswami saw, this is the Supreme Master here. Look at his effulgence. He saw that. No introduction. So he simply offered his obeisances behind. He didn't come to push himself. I was in a program one day, and the hall was packed full. It was his Solemnity Japataka Swami Maharaj. We were in a preaching tour. So his Solemnity Japataka Swami Maharaj was sitting. His Solemnity Bhaktisiddhanta Swami was sitting. His Solemnity Bhakti Nityananda Maharaj was sitting. And I was also sitting there. So all the devotees were sitting in a big hall. It was packed full with devotees from 22 countries and the local devotees, a congregation. The crowd, they all came there. The hall was packed full. So we were sitting, and our captain, Solemnity Japataka Goswami Maharaj, was speaking. So we were all listening. Because I'm a fault finder, this is my nature. So I was able to see everything that happened in the hall. That is my problem. Fault finder. This is what happens to a fault finder. Very dangerous to be a fault finder. So His Holiness Bhakti tells Swami Maharaj, say we should be love finders, because that is what is missing. Finding fault is not a difficult job. It's very easy. What is difficult is to find love, because that is rare. It's not easy. So because I'm a fault finder, I don't see love in people. I was able to see everything that happened in the hall. So I saw one devotee from the entrance push other devotees all the way to our front, and he sat down there. What was he doing? In the front of his guru, answering phone call and making phone call. Raghunath Das Goswami did not do this. This is not a bona fide disciple. He didn't do that. He opened obeisances behind and he stood there. Because bhakti is contagious. Other devotees, they pointed Raghunath Das Goswami out. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, see your son, Raghunath Das Goswami, has come. And he's offering obeisances. Look at him there. He was pointed out. It is not Raghunath Das Goswami who announced his presence. He didn't announce his presence. Neither did he push his way all through the crowd to come and sit before his guru to answer a phone call. He stood at the back. Very, very humble, with the full faith in the spiritual master. The disciple will get the mercy and will be seen wherever a bona fide disciple is. He will be seen by the spiritual master. So, hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Raghunath Das Goswami is a thief. Like a thief. You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Come here. Today I shall punish you for being a thief." Thieves should be punished. Thieves should not be spared. They should be punished if you will love them. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said here, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me." Why did he say that? See what the Lord said here. "Now you have come to see me." What is the meaning of that? The Lord said, "Now you have come to see me." Why didn't he come since? You were going to Mahaprabhu. Why didn't he come to me since? Now you are coming. After you have tried and you follow a wrong way for a long time, now you know the proper way to follow. What's the wrong way? One cannot go to Krishna directly. That's what Raghunath Das Goswami has been doing. Every time he was running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ran many times and even got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu face to face directly at Santipur. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him back to his house. "Go back to your house." Is that proper? Is that proper? You are preaching devotees should surrender. We should surrender to Krishna. We should surrender to Krishna. Now somebody has come to surrender his life to Krishna. You are sending him back to Krishna, back to his house. What is that? How is that Krishna consciousness? How is that encouraging? You are preaching, you should surrender. You should surrender. Now I have surrendered and you are sending me back. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't send him back. He is teaching him where he is missing the link. He's teaching him where is the missing link. We have to do the proper thing. One cannot go to Krishna directly. It's not the way. So he said here, "Now you have come to see me." You didn't come to see me since. You were running to Chaitanya. Did you get him? You saw him face to face. Did you get him? Duvasamudi, he ran to Vaikuntha. Did he stay there? Krishna said, "Jagatwa, now Yet gato anandri vata tita dam para mama. Anyone who goes there will never come back here. Dhruvasamundi went there and he came back. Why didn't he say that? He followed the wrong path. He didn't follow the proper way. You cannot enter through the window. You have to enter through the door. In Vaikuntha, they are Digpalas. Digpalas, protectors. In every temple, we have Lord Shiva. Like here in Vrindavan, Lord Shiva is everywhere. Everywhere. Because he's the Digpala, one of the Digpalas. What is the duty? To make sure yogis never enter Vaikuntha. To make sure impersonalists never enter Vaikuntha. To make sure karmi never enter Vaikuntha. Only bhaktas. Because bhakta will pass through the gate. What is the gate? The spiritual master. The spiritual master has the key to Vaikuntha. It's in his hand. He holds the key. It's only when the door is open you can enter. Right? So if the door is not open, you can enter the house. So the key of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, is in the hand of the spiritual master. And the disciples are trained, disciplined, to follow the spiritual master. So he can open the key, open the door to enter. So Raghunanda Goswami, he was trying to pass through the window. Nityananda Prabhu said, that is not the way. Chaitanya Prabhu said, that is not the way. You have to go back and follow the proper way. Go to the spiritual master. The spiritual master will open the way for you. This is the purport of this pastime. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, are using their devotee to teach us the way. Go through the spiritual master. You see, Krishna was speaking to Arjuna directly. Krishna was speaking to Arjuna face to face, and he told him, you need to go to Krishna, go to Guru. Krishna told him, go to Guru. A guru is already speaking, but they say, no, you go to Guru. If you want to get Krishna, you go to Guru. A guru has Krishna. This is what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught us. Oh, Vaishnava Thakura, Lord Krishna is a property. You have Krishna. I don't have Krishna. So I'm approaching you. He didn't say, I can go to Krishna. He said, oh, Vaishnava, you have Krishna. Krishna is a property. He's always with you. So I'm running behind you begging, please give me Krishna. Because I know you have him. Krishna is not in Vaikuntha. Krishna is with his devotees. Krishna lives in the body of his devotees. So if you want Krishna, go to Guru. Not to Krishna, go to Guru. And you get Krishna. So this is the teaching in this pastime. You need a guru, you need Krishna, but a guru. So Nityananda Prabhu said, now you have come to me. Now you have come to me. Why didn't come since? Now you have come. You are a thief because you are trying to get love of God here without guru. Thief. If you want something you don't have, you beg. Is it not? If you steal it, it is dangerous, it's bad. The best way is to beg. We don't have Krishna, so have to go to Guru and beg. But you know what Guru is teaching. Krishna is your property. So I have come to you, please, begging, please, please, I'm begging, please. Give me Krishna. Then, what will the spiritual master do? I shall punish you today. We have to be punished, chastised, corrected by the spiritual master. Why? Purification. Discipline is to time us, so that we become rectified. Discipline. So, Nityananda Prabhu He's using Raghunath Das Goswami to teach us this principle. The punishment is that he want to get Krishna without passing the guru. That is stealing. He want to get someone's property without the master's honor. Lord Ramachandra, he told Ravana, "You are not a human being. You are not a human being. You are a dog." Huh? A dog? Yes. When the master is not a house, then a dog comes to the house and take the eatable. So I was not in my ashram. You came to steal my wife. You are not a human being. If you are a human being, you will come and face me. But then you can, when you beat me, then you can take my wife. This is what the Kshatriyas do. This is power. So you are not a human being. You are a dog. Huh? A dog will not come and steal when the master is there in the kitchen. You cannot come there. The dog comes to steal only when the master is not there. So when I was out, then he came to take my wife. So today, I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose attempt never fails, shall send you to Yamaraj. Yes, the punishment for your stealing. For your stealing mentality, punishment. I will send you to Yamaraj. Yeah, that's the punishment for being a thief. So Raghunath Das Goswami is mentioned here as a thief. Want love of Godhead without going through the special master. So that is not the way. The way is to go to the guru. The guru has Krishna. Then he can give Krishna. Yes. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu smilingly said, the Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. This is it. His life is finished. Let our life also be finished like this. Yes. It's the best way. Did you see? Every time Raghunath Das Goswami ran from the house, every time he's caught, he never succeeded. After meeting Lord Nityananda, the first attempt he succeeded. Meaning what? When the blessing of the spiritual master is there, no obstacle. Devotees have no obstacle. Devotees who have gotten the mercy of the spiritual master have no obstacles in their Christian consciousness. We already quoted Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The devotee who has gotten the mercy of the spiritual master will have the principles of Christian consciousness very easy to follow. Easy to follow. Not difficult. Become easy to follow. Yes. Let the blessing Raghunath Das Goswami got become also our experience. If we can follow his footsteps, to become our own experience. We should pray for this. Not only pray, we should act like this. Give our life to a spiritual master who can guide us back home, back to Godhead. And he also give us blessings like this. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. This is what Prabhupada said in 434 purport. Pure devotees by nature, they are very, very merciful. They are very, very kind. That is the nature. The nature of purity is that that pure soul cannot be hard. It's kind. It's kind. Their word may be very strong. The word is strong. Yes, it should be strong. Otherwise, why is he a pure devotee? The pure devotee wants to be very strong to break the barrier. Yes, it should be very strong like chisel to chisel out all the narratives which have been strongly established in the heart. Should be chiseled out. So if it is soft, how can he do that work? So the word of a spiritual master is Bonafide charity must be very strong to penetrate the formidable heart. have been accustomed to sense gratification since time immemorial has to be penetrated by the strong word of pure devotee. Lord Machanda is telling Ravana, you are not a human being, you are a dog. It's a strong word. It's very strong. So how do you think Ravana will feel? Very angry. You spoke to me like this. Yes. Suppose Lord Machanda, and I said to him, oh, my dear Ravana, why did you do like this? He will look at him as a coward. This is a coward. Get out from my face. What can you do to me? But the Lord pierces his heart with a strong word. You are a dog. The dogs wait when the master is not at home, then he comes to steal the eatable from the house. Similarly, you are a dog. When I was not around, you came to steal my wife. But I will show you that I am the supreme pursuit of Godhead, whose attempt never fails. My attempt never fails. Therefore, I shall send you to Yamaraj. That is a punishment. So Raghunatha Goswami got the punishment. Yes. Lord Nityananda is very merciful. Very, very funny. Very, very kind to the devotees. Very, very kind and funny. For entertaining his devotees. That's the reason why he came to Panihati. He came there because of Raghunatha Das Goswami. As he came there to openly teach us the process of going back home, back to Godhead, which means to go through the spiritual master. You are just like a thief. For instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice. Hearing this, what a great punishment. It's a nice punishment. Funny, right? The Lord is funny. Very mild. Sweet. Yes. Krishna consciousness is like that. Sweet. Disciples will feel the relationship with the spiritual master very sweet. When we are behaving nicely, we are doing the right thing, the relationship with the spiritual master will be very sweet, very nicely. But when we are mischievous, we are breaking principle and behaving nasty, when we hear the spiritual master, we fear. Right? This how the criminal feels. But when we are doing nicely, there's no fear. It's all sweetness, all sweet, happy. Like a responsible child. When the father is coming back home, how does he feel? Daddy, daddy. He runs to come and take the bag or take whatever the daddy has brought from outside. Right? Come and take it to the house. But a child that has broken the windscreen of another person, a neighbor's car, when he hears the dad coming, how does he feel? Dead person, if I. Oh, what is going to happen to me now? Oh my God. What will happen? So we feel like that. Feel like that. In Christian consciousness, we feel like that. That is a sign that we are not acting properly. That is a sign. So Christian is always teaching, sending different signals. There's no time Christian does not do this. There's no time the spiritual master does not do this. Always sending signals to remind us where we are. But we are very stubborn. We are very, very stubborn. That all the signals, we don't see them properly. We will accuse other people. Why are you disturbing my life in Christian consciousness? Oh, that is a signal from a spiritual master. But we don't see like that. Misfortune. Fortune means that we should be able to see the arrangement Krishna is making for us to make advancement. We can make progress. So, Nityananda Prabhu said, make a bona fide disciple should be happy for being corrected, should be happy being chastised. Any responsible, unfortunate disciple feels very angry, feels very bad when we are corrected. Chastisement is very, very good. From my experience, very, very good. It's a strong purification to get to chastise for us. So, when one is very, very fortunate to accept the correction, the chastisement from the spiritual master, the heart becomes cleansed and automatically it will be pleasure, satisfaction. This is what Raghunandan Das Goswami is showing us here. Became very pleased and satisfied, greatly pleased. That's the word used here. Raghunandan Das Goswami was greatly pleased because chastisement brings purification. When there is purification, be pleased, be satisfaction. So he became pleased, and greatly pleased and satisfied. Raghunandan Das Goswami immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. Raghunandan Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweet meat, sugar, bananas, and other eatables, and placed them all around. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus, they were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunandan Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. 400, can you imagine? 400 extra large, maybe this size. 400, can you imagine? Of this, can you imagine the crowd? Right? This is not all. This is 400 extra large. It's not all. There is medium and there is small. There are three sizes. He also obtained 5 to 7 especially large earthen pots. And in this pot, a brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. Oh, Krishna! What a feast! What a feast! The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as Champa Kala. Special banana. Have you eaten it? Right. Tasty? Right. Very tasty. Especially when it's mixed by devotee and offered to Lord Nityananda. What do you expect? That is amrit. Yes. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. Yes. This is feast. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on the raised platform, the brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat in a circle around the Lord. This is the etiquette. Today we don't follow, but this is the etiquette, which is also the same in Vaikuntha. The same thing in Vaikuntha. Well, on Narayan seat, next to him, are the tilak. This tilak we put on our forehead here and our body. Let's sit next to Lord Narayan. Then the Vedas personified. The Vedas personified will sit. In this way, they sit according to their rank. That's how they sit. Here also, the same way. It's mentioned here. Among them were Ramadas, Sundaranand, Gadadharadas, Muradi, Kamalkar, Sadasiv, and Purandar. Dhananjay, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Mahesha, Goridas, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. Parameshwar, it is said, any devotee who get up in the morning and remember Parameshwar, you will never meet with defeat. Never meet with defeat. That day will be auspicious for you. Wake up in the morning, the first thing you remember is Parameshwar. You can chant the name, Parameshwar.
Parameshwar. Yes.
The day will be fully Krishna conscious, whole day. Can we see what we have that we are not using? Can we see? We have everything which we are not using due to laziness. Laziness is making us to remain like this, to be like this. What a difficulty in chanting Parameshwara, just Parameshwara, one word, just Parameshwara, to wake up in the morning and call Parameshwara. Very difficult. We don't do it every day. But we have so many things to say in a day, but the most important thing we forgot. We forgot. It is the Chaitanya Charitamrita that mentioned this. Krishna Dakavari Goswami said, to chant Parameshwara. Wonderful life. Similarly, Udara, not daughter, Takura, and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. Not possible. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered a 2 earthen pot. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other chipped rice with yogurt. So every single devotee was having 2 each. Every devotee. And some, all the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people they were. Each and every one of them was supplied the 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. At this place in Panihati, the Ganga there is very deep and the current is high. But people will enter inside the water. Nobody got drowned. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question before we go for the next one? Well, I'll continue, but I'm looking at the time. Few minutes.
If Bhakti Kshetra was a spiritual master, taking initiation from a spiritual master, is it still our Prarabdha karma? There's a karma which is not being ripened. Mm. Is it the karma is still here with us, or it already?
When we take initiation, you stretch your hand to take the bead back, the holy name, the bead back from the spiritual master. He, as we stretch our hand, we are giving him all our karmas. As he stretches his hand to give us the holy name, so the chanting bead, he's taking all of them. but he will keep it. He has taken it and he is keeping. So as we practice every day, he is minus it. It is there. So it's a contract. I will make sure I work on you to liquidate or nullify all this karma. That's our contract. If you follow your vows, it's a condition. If you follow the vows. So as we are keeping to the vows we have taken and seriously engage in sadhana, the sadhana is so strong that it is wiping out all those karmas. Prarabdha, prarabdha, kuta, bija, they are all going. They are going. They are going. The moment we stop, it's also to stop. The guru will stop there because he is not obligated. He's not obligated to a deviant. He is responsible for those who have accepted the shelter to follow his instructions. He's responsible for us. And that responsibility continues as long as we continue to remain loyal to his teachings, his instructions, to his lotus feet. That cleansing goes on. So not that he had taken everything and then, now, yes, you love me so much, take it. Now I can do and go and do nonsense. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. We have to maintain the contract. We have to maintain the contract. Keep your vows, he will keep his own promise to take care of us. Until everything is completely wiped out, we are free. That is how it works. The guru have taken it and is keeping it there. Yes. He's keeping it and every day he's looking at it. Right? All right? Yes, Mataji? What's your question? Yes, it is unfortunate for a devotee to feel that the chastisement was wrong. Yes, it is unfortunate. If one does not care for you, whatever you do, it doesn't concern me. So why should I talk to you? They leave you. You want to die, you should go and die. And when somebody cares for you, what is, no, this is not good. Don't do this. This is not good. That is care. That is love. If a person doesn't like you, why should I bother myself if you are dying or you are living? It's not my problem. Not my business. But when you care for somebody, you want to see that person remain doing the best. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master must chastise. Was correct. That is his mercy. That is his love. Then we can be on track and seriously do what we're supposed to do and be empowered to get out of this material world and go back home back to Godhead. The social master feels very happy when he see the children are behaving nicely, they are following very nicely. He feels very happy. Yes. That's a joy of a social master to see that devotees are following very nicely and making advancement. He feels happy. And when he sees some are not doing properly, it's his duty to correct. That is why it is absolutely necessary to have a living guru who will correct us. Right. Yesterday we had one devotee. Will you ask your question to a radio? Say no. Right? Will you ask your question to a radio? No. But you can ask that question to a person. So you should go to that person. So we can, right? Put our question. So if the person is not there, where will you put your question? To who? How many of us say we go to Srila Prabhupada and ask Srila Prabhupada, how can I make advancement? He will answer us. But how many of us say we hear? He will answer. The Prabhupada will hear us and will give answer. But how many of us will hear? So we need his representative who will tell us physically, do this. That is necessary. So the devotees will be very happy and consider himself or herself very, very fortunate to be chastised. Like Advaita Acharya was very happy. Advaita Acharya was very happy. When Chitambara was beating him, he was very happy. Yes, I got it. I got it. Yes, yes. My life is successful. Where is that hiding? Where is it now? What is it? That hiding is in. I expose you. Yes. Yes. He was happy. Siddhartha Kodani was begging, please, don't commit offense. You're killing a brahmana and he's an old man. Don't make me a widow. But this time we didn't listen to her. He considered her his mother. But here, he didn't spare her. She was speaking to Lord Chaitanya, please don't kill my husband. I don't want to be a widow now. Lord Chaitanya didn't hear. He's a brahmana. Lord Chaitanya didn't hear. He's a brahmana. I have to do my duty. A doctor should do his duty. In my village, we have traditional healers. Certain things about orthodox medical things they cannot handle, like the bone. If you have a fracture, there are healers who can fix it back completely, nicely, perfectly. Yes. But they have a law. They have a law. You cannot, when they are doing their work, you cannot hold your hand. It's a law, it's an offense. You understand? It's a law. You cannot hold your hand. It is painful. When it is painful, but you cannot hold your hand. If you hold the hand, he will stop. You have to pay a fine before you will continue. Yes. Yes. So he's doing his duty to make you have your leg proper. He has to give you some pain. That's his duty. That pain will relieve you from the problem afterwards. Therefore, you cannot stop there. You cannot hold your hand. If you hold your hand, they will wait. You pay fine before they will go. When you pay the fine, then they will continue. Therefore, what they normally do, somebody has to come and hold you. You hold your hand, you hold this line, so that whatever you do, it's okay. The man will be there. He will not look at your face. He will not look at your face. He's busy doing his business there. And until he finishes, they will go away. Then they will leave your hand. And after a while, they will be able to fix back the leg perfectly as it was. very nicely. So the guru has to do his business by chastising, correcting. Stopping him is dangerous for us. It means that we are not allowing him to do his service, which is not correct, not good for us. We should allow him to do his service. He knows what is good for us. This Holy Bhakti Chamana's prayer. My dear Lord, I don't know what is good for me. You know what is good for me. Therefore, either I like it or not, please don't listen to me. Do what you feel it is good for me, because that is my fortune.
Hare Krishna.